Welcome back, everyone, to Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Time for the fourth period. One of our favorite segments we get to do around here on Playmakers, where we cover local Central Wisconsin sports like nobody's business. Michael and James here with you. We're joined right now by GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, with us right now. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always love hanging out on these Mondays together, talking about the games from the weekend. We like to do this chronologically usually, but we run a sports show. We got to start with the highlights. And Michael, take us back to game two, especially for those that were not able to take in the game.
Off the top of my head.
I thought you wanted
the whole game recap.
Unfortunately,
the game started the same way the first one started, with giving up a goal just seconds into the game. Mm-hmm. But the ability to fight back and battle back and do what you had to do. And that really says something about this team that I know Coach talk a little bit off air, but just knowing Coach, not the most thrilled with how some things went. Power play goals, giving up a few of them, and I think two in both games, or one in the second one, excuse me, but you can be getting your butts kicked for 55 minutes and then put together a good 5 minutes and still win. And they got the game winner with 4.4 left, I believe, on the clock. And I went crazy. The place went crazy. Everybody went crazy. You guys went crazy down below. So, I mean, it was exciting. I've been doing sports journalism for 20 years now. And there's been few games that I've seen hockey games come down to the last second. And this was one of them. That was a fun one to watch. The Express are a very, very good team. They're talented. They got tough defense, good forwards, good goalie play. They arguably should have gotten a split. No disrespect to Coach. They probably should have gotten a split. Mm-hmm. On the weekend, but that just shows the ability to dig deep when they have to for the Kings, and got the job done and took four big points out of the weekend.
Coach, well, let's go back to that final period, that third period right there. You're going into it, I believe you're 3-1. You're down 3-1. No. What was it? 2-1. 2-1. 2-1. Sorry, you're down 2-1 going into that period. The shots on goal aren't happening maybe as you'd like. Some of the breaks aren't being as sweet as you want. The shifts, all these things that are happening. Then you've got the third period. You're still in this game. You've still got time. What do you use between that second and third period? What's the conversation like? And we are a PG show. No. But what's it like?
I should have
started there.
Well, it was obviously no secret, right? I mean, we just came out flat, and it was not one of our games that we anticipated coming into. So for us, it was just trying to regroup and focus on certain things. We changed up. In the second game, I went to a different kind of forecheck because of the way they played in the first game, that I really thought that we could capitalize on some turnovers, which they gave us, but we didn't capitalize on, right? So it was there. And then finally, at this point, it just felt like we were out of sorts. And then Jonathan Jackshoy gets hurt early in the game, so now you got to shuffle guys around. We had one or two other guys that were pretty banged up too, so it was difficult. And we were flat. We had no energy. We weren't forechecking well. And then I just said, at that point, I said, you know what? Let's go back to what we do, right? Let's go back to this, and let's just go 20 minutes. You know, as hard as you can go. And whatever happens, happens. But you got to lay it all out there, right? Leave it there, and then whatever happens, happens. And, you know, listen, I mean, at the end of the day, right, there are going to be days like that you had no business winning the game. And we didn't. But credit to the guys, because they kept working right down to the buzzer. And obviously you don't score with 4 seconds left by giving up, right? So, great plays, and the unsung hero who should have got to start a game, and I'm gonna say this because, and I've talked to him afterwards, Jacob Shavir Alexander.
Yes,
just played tremendous down the stretch. He set up both of those goals as a defenseman from behind the net.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So it's just like he was all in. And we're going to do whatever we got to do to make this happen. And I give the kid a lot of credit. And, you know, I'm so proud of him.
You're darn good at this. You've been doing it for a while. You'd work on a lot in the week, leading up to these games. There's a lot of things you can prep. There's a lot of planning. There's plays, all this different stuff, practicing shift changes, all these things. And then you're in the middle of live time. And it's a little bit like one of my favorite phrases in sports history. You know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And, Mike Tyson. You're in that moment, and your team is fighting back. And they're there. They're so close to it. They get it. They do it. In a game, like you're saying, that nothing is going right, and they really shouldn't have won. What kind of teaching moment is that? Because we know how much important it is winning around here and everything, but I also know how important it is for you, these kids, not just this season, but what they do going out of here and stuff. And this is one of those things that I think is, and I'm not over-dramatizing this at all. I've experienced it in my own real life. Right. This is a moment that you could take with you no matter what you do the rest of your life. If you go into construction, you go into whatever, these kids have this moment of, I shouldn't have been able to do this, and we did it.
Right. It's so true. I mean, we definitely talked about it after the game. That was a time where guys, the first game, the guys played well. Deacon Shaw, probably not one of his better games, right? We battled through it. And it's about, hey, you got to make sure Deacon's taken care of, right? So we got to jump in. We got to block shots. We got to make sure we're doing this, that, and the other thing to get it done, because somebody on your team, and we talk about family a lot in the locker room, right? And if he's struggling, you got to back him up. You got to pick him up. And Deacon did that for us in the second game, right? So, and the reason why I went back to him is because he's earned the right and the respect that, okay, it wasn't your best day. Today's another day. Let's shut it down, right? And the kid did it, right? And we needed him to, because nobody else was there. So at that, it's just about family support, right? And taking care of one another, and knowing that you never give up, right? I don't care how bad things are going, right? You go until they tell you can't go no more. And that was the message, really. And listen, I mean, some of these guys have never experienced anything at this level. A guy like Logan Byman. I mean, this kid just happens to be in the right position all the time. How he has 7 goals already, I don't even know. You don't even know, right? But he's always there. And his wheels are moving.
He's pesky out there.
He's not a big guy, but he's like a water bug. He's all over the place. And he's always in the right spot. And he capitalizes. And then you got a guy like Mateo Ruffalo that just... The kid has got unbelievable wheels, and he's
speed
got good
on that
hands,
kid.
And just in the right spots. And we talk about it, and them actually listening and starting to recognize certain scenarios on the ice, and then being there, and that's the end result. So,
you guys were in a position, obviously trailing, hasn't happened too many times this year, but then being outshot in both games. That's something that has maybe happened once this season. That's a credit to you guys, your defense, for being able to step up, and Shaw, after having a rough opening night, to just locking down.
Yeah. That was the tough part, and we talked about it too, because first period we were okay. Second period, we were terrible.
Yeah.
Right? It was terrible. And they outshot us by a lot. Yeah. And I remember
it's
even
like 20
saying,
shots to 3, if I remember right.
I even said at one point on the bench, I said, we've had one shot in 10 minutes. In the first 10 minutes of the second period, I'm like, tough to win in games like that if you're not shooting the puck and you got no offense going, right? So, and then we started in the last shift or two of the second period, we actually put some momentum together, which was okay. Okay, and then we went to the change, and we said, all right, let's go after it, right? And we dominated the second or the third period for the most part. And then luckily we came up with that, right?
Yeah, I saw a similar thing, Michael. My next question for Coach, it's kind of just, and it's still, a pretty, we've had a good half of the season go on here, of course, already and stuff, but we still got a lot of games to play. So there's a lot of data yet to be collected here. But I don't know that I'm seeing the consistency of shots on goal like we did last year. Are you seeing that same thing? And is that something that it really matters, because we're also got an amazing record? So what do I know? Yeah. And I also, real quick, I also know that the box score is not always accurate. Everybody's doing the best they can, but it's not always up to date or the exact stats.
I'll tell you, I think the shots reflect the teams that we're playing. Some teams are better than others.
Yeah.
We've been, listen, we're 10-2, right? I mean, it's something to sneeze at.
Right.
But everybody we've beaten so far is kind of down the food chain a little bit, and they're just getting their feet underneath them, right? The tough ones are coming. Right? We haven't started that
Squatch,
stuff yet.
Blue Ox, so. Blades. Yeah.
It's in Northwest is, I always said from the beginning, when Northwest beat the Squatch in the first game of the season, right? I said, that team's going to give you headaches.
Yeah.
And they always have. And we were fortunate last year in the playoffs, right? But this is a team that's heavy. They're fast.
Mm-hmm.
They got good goaltending. They're good at all spots. So that's going to be a team. And you got the four top teams, and now maybe with Steele County being pretty good. So now you got five teams, and it's going to be a battle every weekend.
Yeah, you get that one seed, you're going to be battling a tough 4 or 5. Assuming you make it past the 8.
Right.
And even with the 2, you know, you get the 2, well, you've got a 6, okay, and a 3. 3 is pretty darn good, too. So whoever comes out of the North is going
to
be good.
You got to go through the gauntlet.
Right? Yep.
I mean, when you get to Nationals, you got to, and these guys are playing well. Squatch are undefeated, right? The Ox only lost once. Northwest is tough. Steele County is tough. It is what it is, right? And that's why we're here.
Really got to what you guys are saying right before that Thanksgiving break coming up at the end of November. You've got the Mullets, Ox, and Squatch back-to-back-to-back weeks. So just, before that, though, we've got the Fresh Coast Freeze that our Kings are going to be taking on Halloween and to kick off November. I don't know. I've never gotten to really perform on Halloween. I've gotten to do radio, but I've never gotten to act or do things like that. I feel like it'd be fun to be able to play a game on that, let alone... going to Griff's Ice House West. It seems like a great place to play. What are you expecting out of this weekend from the boys, Coach?
Well, let's make sure we get guys that are healthy. And there's going to be some juggling around this week in practice. And hopefully that creates opportunities for some guys and see how they respond. I think Fresh Coast is a team that's struggling right now. I mean, they got a well-coached organization. I know Jake a little bit, and they're doing a good job. They did well last year, and for whatever reason, they're struggling a little bit. So hopefully we do there and do our thing and take care of business, come back and take care of them, take on the Mullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that stretch. You got the Freeze this coming weekend, then you got the Mullets after. I mean, you talk about stacking wins. You did last year, and it's the same principle this year. Those are four games that hopefully you can stack before you go against the Ox and the Squatch. But we also remember last year against Battle Creek. You demolish them the first two games, then you go over there, way different team, which the Freeze would be coming here in February. Way different team. You guys had a battle there. So, I mean, you got to keep everything in perspective there.
The rosters are changing, and trust me, we're going to be a little different, too, coming soon.
Yeah.
So, we got a couple guys coming.
We'll have home games of the Kings both in November and in December, everybody. Be sure to go to riverkingshockey.com, take a look at that schedule, and mark on your calendar, okay, I will be at the Southwick Granite Center this day, I will be here this day, and we show every one of these teams what home ice advantage truly is. Get ready to cheer on your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. It's the boys' winter's time. It's a great time. God, I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the time, Coach.
Well, thanks for having me.
We will take a quick time out, and we'll be back with more show coming up here. Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.